Hi everyone and welcome back to another voice note from the FPL family. I'm Sam and this week it's wildcard time for me, so I thought I'd give you a little wildcard update. Now I have recorded this podcast, I don't even know how many times, I think this is number four, and every time I finish recording it, something has happened, a major impact that has made my team completely change, and therefore I haven't put any of them live so far. So here we are, hopefully this is fourth time lucky and we get this one out whilst it's still relevant and whilst nobody else has been either ruled fit or indeed ruled unfit to play this weekend and longer term. So let's start by going through my team position by position and I'll talk you through the picks that I've gone for so far and the reasons why I've decided to go with them. So starting in goal, between the sticks I've got Areola and Leno. I really like them as a rotating pair of goalkeepers. I think the fixtures suit having both of them. The Fulham fixtures are nice when the West Ham ones aren't and vice versa. So it means that, for example, in game week 8, I can play Leno and I can bench Areola and then have Areola come in for the really nice fixtures that the West Ham have when actually the Fulham fixtures are less promising. Now, the one thing I will say about these positions is Areola is completely set. I'm definitely going to have him. What happens with the Leno position may still change because fundamentally, there is a big price difference between having Turner and having Leno. So at the moment, Matt Turner, who was my goalkeeper prior to hitting the wildcard, so he's somebody that has stayed present in my team, is 0.7 cheaper than having Leno. Now that 0.7 makes an absolutely huge difference when it comes to the rest of my team. At the moment, I've been able to create the team that I want to and still have Leno. However, there is a chance, a fairly big chance, I would say, that going forward, I'm going to want that 0.7 and I'm going to want to invest it somewhere else. So I can see me ending up with a goalkeeper pairing of Areola and Turner simply because of budget. And if that happens, that's fine. You know, I could play Turner this week. He's got a fixture against Crystal Palace, who won't have Eze. So I could play him this week instead of playing Areola, who's obviously got Newcastle this weekend. Just a bit more of a decision, I think, to be made on those two if you do it that way, whereas Leno and Areola do pick themselves every week. My back five has completely changed. There are no remaining players left from my original squad in my back line. So I've moved from Botman to Byrne. That was the obvious choice to be made when Botman was ruled out of this week. I think Botman, longer term, is a player that I would really, really like to own. However, I couldn't hold somebody that was injured through a wild card when there were other decent options that you could go to instead. So Dan Byrne comes in on the back of the goal against Sheffield United and also, of course, his Champions League heroics, dealing with Mbappe and scoring a goal for Newcastle in that one too. So in comes Dan Byrne. Alongside him, one of the key reasons for wildcarding this week was to bring in Matty Cash before he became too unaffordable for me and creating the rest of the team I wanted. He comes in. As I've said multiple times on multiple different platforms, I do really like Luca Dean on the other side. However, the Moreno factor weighs heavy. I've been bitten by that once before and I don't really want to go there again. So Matty Cash, all the attacking threat you could want, good defensive numbers as well from Aston Villa, nice fixtures. So yeah, Matty Cash. I've swapped out my Spurs defender. I had Van de Ven through the last few weeks. I've now got Udogie. There is still a chance that I go back to Van de Ven because of budget restrictions. So if I can't afford Udogie eventually because I want to make some other changes elsewhere, then I'll just drop back down to Van de Ven. I'm happy to do that. If I can find a little bit more budget, then I am tempted to go for Pedro Porro. I really like that side of the pitch. His relationship with Kulusevski is phenomenal. And I think Porro's attacking threats is, right now, he's my preferred of the Spurs defenders. If money were no object, it would absolutely be Porro that was sitting in my back line right now. But Udogie offers a slightly cheaper option, and then Van de Ven a slightly cheaper option again. So all three of them, good picks, I think, for FPL managers. And then finally, I've gone for two relatively cheap options. So I've gone at the moment for Tarko at Everton. Now, I know that Everton have been so up and down and so all over the place, but I'm looking for two benchable options every week because the reality is I'm going to play Cash, Byrne and Udogie, or Cash, Byrne and Porro, or Cash, Byrne and Van de Ven every week for at least the next 6 weeks. And that means that the other two have got to be sitting on the bench. So I don't want to spend too much money on them. So Tarkowski, I think, is a nice option. He's got great aerial threat. We've seen that already, you know, from set pieces. We know what he can do, and we saw a great return from him last week in game week 6. So I think, for me, Tarkowski is a nice option, but is a position I'm definitely not set on. He could easily become somebody else before the deadline passes, because longer term, I'm not sure I really want an Everton player in my picks. And then I've gone for Charlie Taylor at Burnley, 3.9 million. I just don't think you can go wrong. And yes, you could go for Lamptey as well in the 3.9 bracket. However, longer term, I'm not convinced that Lamptey is going to be starting. You know, we think Estupiñán is going to be out for around a month, but it's a muscular injury. If for around a month, you know, we start, by that point, we're starting to get into the really nice fixtures for Brighton. What I don't want is to get to the Brighton fixtures, having held a Brighton player for the two difficult games against Manchester City and Liverpool, only to then want one and find that I've got the wrong one, because now Estupiñán is back from injury and Lamptey's not getting as many minutes anymore. So I think I'm going to stay clear of Lamptey on that basis and just go for two other options. So Tarkowski at the moment, but could be anyone up to that sort of 4.5 bracket. In midfield then, two players remaining from my original team. James Maddison, going nowhere anytime soon. I wouldn't build a team without him. He's so, so good right now. And then on the other side, Mr. Diaby. I really love Mr. Diaby. Obviously, we've got the flag on him at the moment. Emery said he can't play in Europe in midweek. Hopefully, he'll be available for the weekend. We need to keep an eye on that. It's a back injury. If he's fit and available, I want him. If Emery rules him out of the weekend clash against Wolves, then I might look to rejig my Aston Villa investment, and instead of having Diaby, look to move on Watkins instead and move where my budget player is. The three newcomers currently are Son, Salah and then Jared Bowen. Son and Salah, two players that I absolutely think you have to have if you are wildcarding at the moment. So important to their teams and how their teams are playing. And for me, they were two non-negotiables on wildcard. They both had to be there. Jared Bowen. I love Jared Bowen. I love everything about how he's playing right now. Really quietly going about his business. Playing incredibly well in a West Ham team that's doing well also. That spot probably should be Bukayo Saka's, but let's see. Let's see what Arteta's got to say. If Saka's not available for the game against Man City, then I'm tempted to go with Bowen for this week, and then maybe I'll look to swap him over in a few game weeks' time. But I don't know about Saka. I'm going to need to find out more, because going off in the Champions League when Arsenal really needed him doesn't bode well. But he is so important for them that if he can play against Man City at the weekend, then you know that Arteta will want to get him out there. So that position definitely negotiable. The Bowen and Diaby places are the ones that are really questionable right now. Could be a cheap budget enabler, somebody like Neto or Gordon, alongside Saka, potentially, instead of Bowen and Diaby. But let's see where we get to with those injury flags by the end of the week. And then up top, I'm keeping Haaland because, well, I just think you have to, even though I'm not loving the Haaland pick right now. And I don't see me captaining him that much over the next few weeks, but I think he has to stay in your team. I think if you sell him on wildcard, the problem is that you would need to redistribute the budget to make that worth it. But then you're pricing yourself out of bringing him back into your team, which is really not ideal at all. Because I think then you're going to be ending up taking a massive hit to bring him back at some point when he inevitably gets back into that goal scoring form that we loved so much last season. Next to him, Alvarez remains. I can understand why people are selling him because of the fixtures that they have coming up. But honestly, I just think that he is City's in-form player right now. He's so important. He changed the game in the Champions League when he came on. Everything that's good about Man City right now has Alvarez's name written all over it, and I don't want to not have him in this team. So at the moment, front three, Haaland, Alvarez, and then I've got my budget option in there of Cameron Archer. I hate having a front eight that all play and are all really good and I want to play every week, because that means I've got to bench somebody each time. And inevitably, I get that decision wrong every time. So I'm going with Archer currently. So basically, I'm going to play the midfield five every week. I'm going to play the front two every week. And then I'm going to have Archer as my benchable option. However, if Diaby is out for a longer period of time, then I can see me wanting to swap the Diaby pick for Ollie Watkins. And if I do that, then the budget player will move into the midfield instead and will manage my team that way. So that's my current wildcard draft then. In goal, Areola and Leno. A back five of Burn, Cash, Udogie, Tarkowski and Taylor, a midfield five of Madison, Son, Salah, Bowen and Diaby, and then a front three of Haaland, Alvarez and Archer. Undoubtedly, guys, lots is going to change over the course of the next couple of days. Obviously, it's an 11 a.m. on Saturday deadline, so we're going to have to make sure that my team is locked and loaded by then. Lee and I are on Sky on Saturday morning, so we'll have to make sure that they're loaded before we go live to do the fantasy show over there. I feel like there's a number of locks. Areola locked, Burn locked, Cash locked, probably even Charlie Taylor, to be honest, is a lock. Madison locked, Son locked, Salah locked, Haaland locked, Alvarez locked. So that's what, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 positions all locked in. Few difficult decisions to be made. The Leno and Turner one to be decided. The Spurs defender to be decided based upon budget. Tarkowski's position definitely to be decided. Bowen and Diaby plus Cameron Archer. All three of those positions to be decided whilst we wait on injury news regarding Diaby and Saka. I will give you an update later on in the week. Keep an eye on my Instagram channels and I'll post drafts as I'm going along. But good luck in game week 8, everybody. Bye, guys.